Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat, 6.12, up 4. December, 6.27 and 3 quarters, now a half, up 5 and a quarter. Soft September, 5.43 and a quarter, up 6. December, 5.59, up 6 and a quarter. September corn, 3.67 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. December, 3.79, up 5 and a half. July is trading 4.06 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. September soybeans, $11 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a half. November, 10.56 and 3 quarters, up 3 quarters. Go out to July, 10.87, up 1 and a half. September soybean meal, 3.86.10, up 3.70. September soybean oil, 33.03 down 48. August live cattle, 150.27 and a half, up 27 and a half. September feeders, 216.15, now 20, up 107 and a half. And October lean hogs are 95.60, and they are up 35. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you, sir.
We got some Farm Service Agency acre numbers out today. 1.54 million acres of corn not planted in 14, 827,131 prevented planted acres of soybeans. However, we don't know where FSA is in process of gathering up all their numbers. And we also know that USDA doesn't exactly one-to-one this. So what do we make of it?
I think the only thing you can make of it is that since the soybean prevent planted acres were only 827,000, and yet the planted acres from the FSA data is almost 5.7 million acres less than USDA's 84.94, there may be reason to believe that there are fewer acres out there coming in either the September or October report. And I think the trade probably tried to price that in early on, Dave. But I think, quite frankly, along with some commodity-wide short covering, maybe keying off of what looks to be a dollar top here in the short term, I think the trade is really still focused upon the weather. And I think USDA's report this week makes it that way and makes it so, because the weather looks really, really ideal for most of the Midwest, and I think it's going to be real difficult to try and price in something bullish in the beans given the report and given the weather with something like this FSA data. It's really at a point now, like we talked about on yesterday morning, it's really at a point now where the technicals mean a lot, because for the beans especially, I think the beans are now the leader one way or the other when it comes to the feed grains, the wheat and the corn markets. If you're going to go higher in corn and cover shorts here and get better than where we were at the end of July, which is where we're back to, is back to levels not seen since the end of July, and get back above the July 15th low on a closing basis of 378 and a quarter, which would be key today. If you're going to do that, I think you really need the beans to help you do it.
I would think that that 1045 area in beans is just a huge make-it-or-break-it point. Keep above it. You got a chance for seasonal low. You got a chance for something going in beans. Go below it. There's a free fall of $9.
Yeah, I mean, you have a seasonal low. You and I talked about this before we went on the air. This is typical time period for a seasonal low in the beans. Even in bearish years like 2004, we had a seasonal low and a retracement and short covering during this time period, even back then. I think it goes back to the issue of how we close for the week, and I would even put it up around 10.55. I would not want us to close below 10.55 today, because you break that weekly channel support. But you're right. If we do break below that 10.40 area, you really do open yourself up to at least 9.65. I don't know if I'm willing to go $9, but I would be willing to go 9.65 at that point. This matches up with what the USDA gave us. One of the major features and that could help us in our crop marketing, I think, at this stage of the game, is what USDA did with average cash price. And in the beans, they came in with a 10.35 average cash price. We're trading about 10 and a quarter for fall delivery right now. So we're right in the middle of their range. The corn, we came in at a 3.55 low-end price and a midpoint price of about 3.90, 3.80 area. So we're trading, you know, earlier this week at around 3.25, and that was, you know, in good areas of the Corn Belt, lower in some areas of the Corn Belt. But we essentially were trading 30 cents below the low end of the USDA average cash price. So I think the trade takes note of this. I really do, because of the computerized trading models that utilize this kind of data. And it would suggest then the November beans lose to the December corn. And I would add to that, if the weather stays wet for the Midwest and dry for the Delta, and we start to harvest beans in the Delta, the beans lose to the December corn as well, fundamentally. So I'd be watching that bean-corn ratio to maybe fall from its current 2.8, 2.9 level back to where we were last year at this time, around 2.5 to 2.6.
What do we make of wheat in all of this when September Minneapolis and December Kansas City have made new lows for the year?
I don't think the trade is willing to jump in and buy wheat simply because the USDA keeps raising the global ending stocks number and the world stocks to use numbers to levels that we haven't seen in 15 years, essentially, going all the way back to 2000. There is still a lot of question when it comes to the size and the quality of the European crop, and we're talking about the European crop and the Russian crop at this point. And even the FSU 12 corn crop is a big question mark right now. But when it comes to wheat specifically, the trade is clearly not ready to embrace buying this market. And I think the number one reason that is not just because we don't know what the quality is over in Europe, but also because we haven't seen the demand numbers we need to see in terms of U.S. exports. And U.S. export sales next week, as I said yesterday morning, are going to be a very important feature to both the corn and the wheat, in my view, because that will be post-report, and we'll see if the end users go from a just-in-time buying mindset to maybe covering up a little bit more because they see maybe the supply stopping in terms of increases.
So how dynamic to the downside could the wheat market still be in the balance of this year?
Yeah, I mean, if you take out the current levels and you slip below this 350 area in the soft red wheat, I think you're really going towards another 25 cents down to 3.25. And when you look at a weekly chart, it could actually suggest maybe even a little bit more. I'm looking at the electronic wheat weekly continuation right now, and the major low back there around the middle of July was around 5.14 1/4. So I would not want us to have to test that, because then the trade will start looking back at the 2010 lows of around the 4.25 1/4 level. So you're talking about almost 90 cents down if you take these recent lows from July out. But for the short term, that low in July of around 5.14 3/4 is probably the number to look at if we can't hold 5.50.
One of the things that producers are struggling with, and I'm going to use basis as a verb, is to basis or not to basis. That is the question.
Well, I think you can basis once you get a futures low, because I think, especially in your neck of the woods, I would be talking differently to areas in northern Illinois, northern Indiana, northern Wisconsin, and southern Minnesota. But in your neck of the woods, where the crop is pretty much made, I think it's probably likely that if the futures market bottoms and has a low in it, then we have a situation where the commercials will widen the basis to keep the cash price essentially the same, especially going into harvest, because they don't know what the railroad situation is going to be, and therefore they don't know what their storage concerns are going to be. So in your neck of the woods, yes, you get a bottom in the market, in the futures market. I think that's where you want to lock in the basis, especially the fall basis, because that's where it's probably going to widen out the most if futures markets go up.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace. September hard red winter wheat is 619 up 11. December 635 up 11 and 3/4. Soft September 548 and now 49 1/4 up 12. December is 564 up 11 and a quarter. September corn, 367 1/4, up 5 1/4. December, 379, up 5 1/2. July, 407, up 5 1/2. September, soybeans, 1104 3/4, up 6 1/2. November, 10.60 and a half, up 4 and a half. September soybean meal, 387.30, up 4.90. September soybean oil, 33.08, down 43. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.